good morning.
Good morning, Nick.
Now, what have you got? Because it seems like it's been a pretty horrible week from my side of the fence.
Yeah, it's been an interesting week as far as news goes. Mm-hmm. I'm going to start with a bit of word association for you.
Hit me.
So, Rosa Parks.
Bus.
Gandhi.
Oscar.
Martin Luther King.
Brilliant.
All heroes, right?
Yes.
All heroes who bravely stood up against injustice.
Absolutely.
So today, I'm proud to announce we have a new hero to add to those ranks.
Fantastic. Hit me with it. I could use a new icon.
His name is Adam St. John, and he's from Newtown.
Good, good. We're off to a great start.
It's a great name already for canonization. Now, he is making headlines because this week, Tropfest announced that they were moving from Centennial Park to Parramatta.
Gasp emoji.
Enter Adam St. John, who has announced a boycott of Tropfest, saying, "I won't go to Parramatta, no way." Stand your ground.
Brave stand. Brave stand.
Newtown is rising up, railing against Tropfest moving out west. How dare they with their river and their train station and shopping centre.
It's a cultural hub of Sydney.
Their future powerhouse museum.
Future powerhouse museum. Oh my God. So he's actually said, was he invited or is he just going to boycott something that he wasn't necessarily going to be at anyway?
It's a good line of inquiry. Maybe he wasn't invited.
Maybe he wasn't
and
invited
this is
at
his
all.
Response. Going to take him down with him.
I got to say, as an inner Westie, one of the most horrible things about any group that you might identify with is there's always one member who'll make you sorry that you ever did.
Yeah, the inner West is an interesting cultural bubble, which is why it could be a good thing that Tropfest is going to diversify a bit. But I doubt Parramatta is going to miss this guy very much.
I don't think Parramatta is going to miss it at all. Good luck to Parramatta. I think it deserves a Tropfest.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. So we'll move over to Rio for the next story. Now, the Olympics have been such a great source of news fodder.
They have been.
Quick update on last week. No golfer has been eaten by an alligator.
Disappointing.
Yet. Maybe next week. I don't know. But hold on to your horses because Rio sponsor McDonald's are snatching food from the mouths of our Olympians.
This is horrifying. What's happening to the poor Olympians?
Maccas have backed down on a promise of free food for the Olympians by introducing a limit of 20 items per individual.
For the whole Olympics or like per session that they walk into Maccas?
I think per trip to the cash register.
Oh my God. That's huge.
Slow down, guys. I mean, so, like, Olympian athletes, they're elite, they're at the top of their game, they have huge appetites, right? But apparently, some athletes were taking the piss.
Okay. Wow.
Particularly, some fingers have been pointed at the Chinese basketball team, who witnesses have say have been at the doors when the Maccas opens every morning, waiting to get their free meals. So I think this is a fantastic story because we did have the week before the Aussie badminton player, Sawan Sarasinghe, who posted a photo that went viral of his post-badminton meal of a McDonald's feast. If you've seen it, it's an incredible spread. And I counted the amount of McDonald's items that he got.
How many?
Disqualified.
Oh, no.
Disqualified. Breaking the rules, more than 20.
Oh, my God. More than 20 Maccas items.
Yeah, so people are going mental at the Maccas. I mean, I think it's a problem in the first place that they put a Maccas in the Olympic Village.
Yes.
That's a recipe for disaster.
I don't think I've eaten 20 Maccas items in a year.
Well, it's only 6 Big Macs, 5 quarter pounders, 3 large fries, 2 Cokes and 4 packs of chicken nuggets.
Thank you.
But that'll do it.
All right.
So, moving on to America, and good old Trump is making headlines, but not him. I've decided to go a little bit left of target.
Okay.
Now, Michael Moore, documentary filmmaker, Bowling for Columbine, Fahrenheit 9/11, very prolific, he reckons that he knows for a fact that Trump does not truly want to be president, but is trying to negotiate a bigger pay packet from the television network NBC, who were responsible for airing his show The Apprentice. And now that he's realised that's not going to happen, he is actively self-sabotaging his campaign.
It is, and I hate to say this, the only thing I've heard that actually makes sense.
does it?
A little bit.
Look, it's an interesting theory. I had a look through. He posted it originally on his blog and then it was picked up by news networks. I had a look on the blog, the article that he wrote, saying he's on a mission to self-sacrifice, which I think is a bit of a biblical tone that maybe Trump doesn't deserve. But you might be wondering what his evidence is for this. I mean, this guy is an investigative filmmaker, has made some explosive claims in the past. What does he have to back it up? Well, he says, trust me, I've met the guy. I spent an afternoon with him.
Yeah, look, I'd like a little more information than that.
A little bit more, especially given that The Apprentice hasn't been on TV for a while and NBC actually fired him when he launched his campaign.
I did not know that.
Yeah, he's a little bit too controversial for the NBC.
Michael Moore, you're normally better than this, although this is the man who once accused George W. Bush of not being able to read.
So he's no stranger to not news headlines.
Not news headlines at all. But what did we miss?
Look, we've missed something that I think is pretty big. So New South Wales police this week have recorded their first Indigenous death in custody for 16 years.
Incredible, I know.
And the thing, as you read into this story, it just gets more and more incredible. For starters, this happened a month ago. And we're only just hearing now, it's only just been made public, that this woman, she was a mother of four, was Aboriginal. Now, this is a huge deal because police are actually supposed to notify appropriate legal services whenever an Indigenous person is arrested, but they didn't. And this is huge because, I mean, we're all shocked when we see the images coming from America of police brutality towards Black people.
Absolutely.
And there's been massive civil movements like Black Lives Matter that, you know, rise up to make sure issues like this don't escape public scrutiny. But this is happening in Australia.
This is incredible. And you're right. It's been nowhere. In fact, I know about it thanks to 2SER's own show, The Wire. I have not read it anywhere else.
That's right. It's completely slipped under the radar and it's a massive oversight. It's a very preventable death if the appropriate legal services were notified.
And should be far, far more in the news cycle than, shall we say, Mike Moore's unusual claims, whether or not 20 items or more is too many at a Macca's in Olympic Village. And what did we start with?
We had Tropfest boycott.
Of course, of course. Of course, Newtown privilege. All right. Shane Anson, thank you very much.
Thank you.